Now let's look at how can we set up the payoff table from the information given in the application. In this case, the total cost to build a large facility is $25 million, and the total cost to build a smaller facility is $15 million. Now let's look at the total revenue. The total revenue to build a large facility when the demand is high going to be $175 million. But when the demand is lower, the total revenue going to be only $95 million. When we have a smaller facility, if the demand is high, and then the total revenue going to be $125 million. When the demand is lower, the smaller facility will have a total revenue $105 million. Now, when we incorporate the total revenue with the total cost, you can see the total payoff going to be for large facility with a high demand going to be 175 minus 25 give us 150. And for the large facility and the lower demand, it's going to be 95 minus 25 give us 70 million as the total payoff. And then let's look at for the smaller facility, when the demand is high, we're going to have 125 minus 15 give us 110 million as the payoff. And then when the demand is lower with a smaller facility, it's going to be 105 total revenue minus 15 million give us 90 million as the total payoff. Now let's look at how can we compute the expected monetary value with the prior probabilities given. In this case, the higher demand has a probability of 70% and the lower demand has a probability of 30%. Now, what we're going to do is to use 0.7 multiplied by 150 million plus 0.3 multiplied by 70 million and then add the two products together to have the expected monetary value 125 million. Now, in Excel, this can be done. If you put your cursor over here, you can see the equation on top. We can use the equal sum product, open parentheses, and then highlight the probabilities B17 to C17, and then press F4, and then press common, and then highlight B13 to C13, and then close the parentheses to use Excel to compute the expected monetary value for the larger facility. Once we do that, we can put our cursor to the equation for the expected monetary value for the large facility, as in the cell D13, as what I am here, and then put your cursor to the corner, okay? And then when you see the cursor change to solid, and then you can just easily double click this and make the copy to the rest of the row, so you can see the equation to compute the expected monetary value for smaller facility. It's the same as that for the large facility, except the payoffs going to be taken from the smaller facility row B14 to C14. Now let's look at the process we compute the expected monetary value for the smaller facility. So we use 0.7 times 110 plus 0.3 times 90, and then add them together. So that's 104. So that finished the computation for the expected monetary value. Now, the maximum of expected monetary value in this case is the comparison of 126 million versus 104 million for smaller facility. So in this case, if the criterion is to use the expected monetary value, obviously the large facility is the choice with a $126 million expected payoff. Now our next step is to do the sensitivity analysis. So what we need is to set up the sensitivity analysis first. So the sensitivity analysis is going to show when the probability changes from 0 to 1 and increment by, say, increment by 0.1 or 10%, and then we want to see what's the payoff going to be. And in that situation, we would know roughly under what kind of a probability we would select large facility, and what situation we would select the smaller facility. So let's provide the title for each case first. So we look at expected monetary value for large facility and expected monetary value for smaller facility. Now, put your cursor over to B20 right now and press equal, and then link this cell to the equation of your computation for the expected monetary value for large facility. In this case, it's going to be B13, and then press enter. And then bring your cursor over to the next column for the expected monetary value for smaller facility and press equal sign, and then bring your cursor over to the location of the equation for expected monetary value for smaller facility, that is D14, and then press enter. Now, once you have this small table, I would recommend you press Ctrl and S to save your file in case anything going wrong. And then what you're going to do is to highlight this portion from the probability to the probability equals 1, including the two equations to compute expected monetary value for large and small facilities. Okay. Now, once you press that, and then you're going to go to your Excel menu on top, click Data, and then click What If. What If. Within What If, we select data table. We do not do anything with a raw input cell, but for the column input cell, put your cursor in the column input cell as what I'm doing here. And then, once your cursor is inside that box, okay, bring your cursor down to the probability of high demand, the location of probability of high demand. In this case, it's going to be location B17. And then click OK. So once you do that, you can see the program automatically compute the expected monetary value for us. So if you want to identify the answers we have right right now, so you can see 126 million is a one for high demand with 70% of the possibility. And when the possibility is decreasing, when the probability is decreasing, for example, when the high demand has only 30% of possibility, in this point, the smaller facility might perform better than the larger facility. So the next thing is to draw a scatter plot in the graph to show the comparisons of the two alternatives. So we highlight the table we just generated, and then click on top of the screen, insert. And then what we need is to draw a scatter plot. Okay, and then we just select one of the scatter plot, the first one. So you can see, we see the scatter plot. You can see in this plot, the blue dots refers to expected monetary value for the large facility, and the red one for the smaller facility. And you can see around 50% there is a intersection. So that means if the probability for large facility is less than, say, 50%, and then the smaller facility may be better, but if the demand for the high facility, if the probability for the higher demand is more than 50%, say 60 or 70%, you can see the larger facility performs better in terms of the expected monetary value. That finishes this section.